My dear student, good day to you again. And with you, I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Indeed, my pleasure to talk to you and explain and teach you chapter number 13, which is planning marketing campaigns with budgeting and evaluation in our mindset. So planning is the focus on this, with budgeting and evaluation as elements of our study in this chapter. Like any other chapter, our focus will be on the learning objectives, know about the various marketing campaigns in travel and tourism that goes around. So we will know what others are doing, especially in travel and tourism industry. Another learning objective of this particular topic or this chapter is the various methods of budgeting the marketing campaign used in travel and tourism. Further, we will also understand the concept of monitoring and evaluation of marketing. And you will also have a good understanding through this chapter about various means of performance measurement of the marketing campaign. So overall, this is quite an important chapter of ours, focusing on marketing campaign planning. We, in the previous chapter, learned what is marketing plan, but in this, we will also look at budgeting and evaluation, keeping the planning campaign of marketing in our mindset. We will also be continuously focusing on travel and tourism because that's the field of your study. The first topic begins with the understanding of marketing campaign in travel and tourism. So right at the dot on travel and tourism, picking up the marketing campaign. With understanding of marketing plan that we did in detail on the previous chapter, we move and grow further by marketing campaign understanding. Let's explain to you the definition of it. It's defined as a systematic list of marketing activities taking care of several aspects of marketing campaign will be our focus of study. Now, these are product designing. This is an aspect of marketing campaign, how you design your product, what price you target, because any product that has been designed should carry a price tag. So we will also see what is the pricing that would be fixed up, and if possible, what and how. Of course, it depends on every single management decision to work on the pricing, but we will explore that. We will also explore on the product promotion, communication, and distribution. Like any product in the market, need to be priced and then promoted, so that you create through your communication and distribution an awareness of your product and awareness of your marketing. So it's created so as to, pursue the customer and create customer's behavior. Once again, the marketing campaign is created so as to pursue it, to ensure that the customer is understanding it, and then by learning about your marketing campaign, a behavior which is in form of buying your product is availed or get momentum. It has all the basic four elements of the marketing piece, which we have done in the earlier chapters in detail. So marketing campaigns in travel and tourism, it's a planned, integrated action plan designed to achieve specific marketing objectives and targets. So in the case of travel and tourism marketing plan, the marketing objective is to create awareness, make it known to the travelers. So it's a plan. So you plan it accordingly, integrate your action, and then take it as a marketing campaign. A separate provision is made, which is budget, for the promotion and distribution activities for a specified time period. Of course, if your product is coming out in the market for a Christmas time era or the festival season at the year end or Diwali season, then the specific time period has to be calculated as to when you should start marketing. And of course, when the marketing ends, and so on. So it may be aimed directly at customers or indirectly through a distribution network or both. So your audiences, your target market can be direct to the end user, the travelers, or indirectly you distribute it so that the awareness is created, or possibly both. And this marketing campaign is focused on a shorter duration activities. There are certain tour packages that are marketed, but it definitely has a time. Because of various factors, the prices continuously keep changing, as we have seen, due to fluctuation in economies, exchange rate, inflation, things change. So you cannot have a price, otherwise people would buy. Very much shorter time period is fixed. Earlier, when there were no special fare, a normal airline ticket was only valid for 1 year. Because 1 year after that, possibly there would be fare rise, there would be inflation, there would be different market factors that will have impact. So all marketing campaign focuses on a time period. Otherwise, a person rich with money would buy X number of tickets which will be kept for his lifetime. And he could have bought something paid in 1990 and then he would expect tickets to go till he's alive. Yes, so that's not. Any marketing campaign goes for a shorter duration activity depending on what product you are marketing. What is era of that time, holiday, season, all that is taken into consideration. In case of tourism product, for example, tour operation, transportation, accommodation, or car rental, wherein the purchase is before the actual use is this. This is a common sense. You buy an airline ticket before boarding an aircraft. None buys ticket on the flight. None will be allowed to board if he or she doesn't have, which is not the case many times on even sometimes people in earlier days, people were buying tickets by on train by riding on the train through a TC. Even that is no more. You have to buy ticket in advance before you board. And not to forget, of course, you can't travel ticketless. But this is the scenario always for a flight. You need to have a ticket. Otherwise, the security will not allow to pass through the security and go to the boarding gate if you didn't buy the ticket. Just to understand this. So tourism product has to be bought in advance, especially if you are buying a city holiday, a city tour, hotel, and traveling abroad. You have to pay. This to be bought in advance. Marketing campaign in the travel and tourism industry use a mix of traditional as well as digital methods to attract and engage customers. there are still some of the traditional activities that go on, simply because the different type of segment you are addressing. Or in certain areas, we haven't yet still reached that advanced stage of marketing wherein nothing different than digital is applicable. We still have people who would buy a bus ticket in paper. Despite digital ticket is acceptable, people still take a printout. Of course, that's not required, but yes, this is a traditional style of working. Okay, now we are looking marketing campaign and focusing on it through different activities. So marketing campaigns in travel and tourism, here is the screen where you can see different type of campaign explained to you in a digital format shown into this slide. You pick up digital marketing. So in that, we have a subtype of social media marketing, search engine marketing, SEM, search engine optimization, email marketing. These are all digital marketing where paperwork doesn't come into picture. And video marketing and travel blogs and guides. These are all on a platform of a digital format. And we have another marketing, which is content marketing. Now, content marketing, for certain people, they read even on printed format in form of e-brochure or content shared with you on digital platform. Some e-brochures are prepared and that comes to you, so you read that. But in way, its contents are also coming in form of itineraries and trip ideas. So people go through itineraries. If they are going to buy K3 holidays, they will show it to you. We have a 7 days tour to Bangkok and Kuala Lumpur. And they would say 2 days in Bangkok, 1 day in Pattaya, 2 days in Kuala Lumpur, 1 day in Kochang, etc., 7 days itinerary would be given to you. Or they would give you trip ideas through content marketing. Do you like to have the glimpse of the beautiful X, Y, Z? Do you like to see this and that type of trip idea? You will enjoy this. You will have glimpse of this. You can have this type of entertainment, etc. And then this content marketing comes through influencer and affiliates who have the command on the content writing. There are professional content writers who are hired, who are paid to write the contents, design the content, and to different markets, the content marketing is done in respective languages of a particular area. And of course, those influencers and affiliate have a control in creating a market demand. The fourth we are talking about is the partnership marketing. And this worked perfectly well because partnership marketing is an additional marketing arm to you, meaning 2, 3, 4 of marketing team gets involved in marketing the product jointly, which could be beneficial for all 3 to 4 organizations, parties, or companies involved into it. For example, bank and Air India, or a tour operator and a hotel, or a credit card company. And this happens with partnership marketing through TV and radio ads. And then not to forget, as I mentioned earlier, that traditional marketing still holds some command. People still love to look at the content written in a printed booklet. I'll tell you the reason, dear student. In a traditional marketing, if you put your hand on a printed literature, it gives a sense of ownership. I have the map of Mumbai city. This is my map. I have a booklet on Thailand. And this book tells me various things. This is my own book. That's why print media is still popular with many of us. I won't link it with the old school or millennial or baby boomers. No. Even young generation today take pride in keeping some traditional marketing format with them because that is a human feeling of ownership. This is a very important point to note in marketing campaign. That's why printed materials, collateral, are still in demand. Whether you go to a travel show, you go to a tour operator, they will still give you a bill, a collateral, or a brochure, and you proudly pick it up and keep with you. Then, of course, the billboards and transit ads that you see on highways, highlighting Air India flight 5 times to Dubai, Emirates, your choice of airline, select Thai Airways for Bangkok, enjoy a new flight starting from Surat on Air India Express to Bangkok. These are all billboard and transit ads. People look, stop, and enjoy, and possibly love to see them. So we continue on the different type of marketing campaign. Last slide, we saw the traditional marketing where I highlighted why the print media still is popular with people simply because of the ownership. Despite a lot of people love to keep and download in a PDF format, because offline you may not be able to get the net content reading available, or in the Kindle which you read, a lot of people still prefer the traditional marketing, especially with the feeling of ownership. Then we have the experiential marketing, which is some type of a try that people do as an experiential marketing. Then we have got loyalty and referral program. I mentioned this. If you are a member of Maharaja Club of Air India, then possibly some car rental would give you a 10% discount. If you have a tie, if you fly with Emirates, you get 10% discount on Avis Rent-A-Car. This is an example. So loyalty. There are airlines, also loyalty to some online shopping through that loyalty program, and likewise many such things. The loyalty and royal program. There are 3 big airline groups running loyalty program. I will count for you to remember in case. Star Alliance, Oneworld, and SkyTeam. These are the 3 major alliances of different airlines of the world forming loyalty program. We come to the next marketing campaign that people take is destination branding. You must have heard from me that when you hear that, you visualize what are we talking. Incredible India. Atithi Deva Bhava. God's own country. You think, you read this, destination, you know. Atithi Deva Bhava, we are talking of India. India's marketing campaign. When you hear God's own country, what comes to your mind? Definitely Kerala. And so on. Go Goa. Yes, you know, that's a destination branding. And then seasonal and event-based campaign. only for done for season or for a particular event that come and celebrate Durga Puja in Kolkata. That's a seasonal campaign. Once Durga Puja is over, that's gone. Or come to Mumbai and watch the Ganesh Visarjan. And so on. And line on the 10th marketing campaign, I would do a talk to you about mobile marketing through app. Now, each marketing campaign is getting momentum, especially through apps. Because that's the best way of getting commitment for someone to come on your own platform of marketing. Sometimes without ads, and you would love to do that. Some of marketing, mobile marketing campaign or app gives you additional advantage if you come and book through their apps. So these were all marketing campaigns that we talked. Let's move further. After listening to the 10 different marketing campaign that we talked about, now we are looking at the marketing campaign features. Let's count on them. The promotional methods are designed to motivate and push. Here the push element in the marketing happens. As you know, that there is a push element and there's a pull element. But the marketing is to push. And sometimes push marketing sometimes becomes too painful for the end user. And this is where come blocking. But yes, let's talk about what is the motivative and push. People try to generate interest into new. Oh, it sounds interesting for me. Can you send me some more information on it? And that's a buying signal coming in from the end user. And the promotional method shows a sign of a buying signal when someone is impressed by your marketing campaign and asks for some more literature to read in detail. It may turn into a sale or it may not. But it's definitely a positive signal that has come in. It brings the potential customer to point of sales. I said to you just now. Also offering benefit for making purchase. So they say if you buy our program, you will get additional 1,000 miles to your frequent flyer program for joining us. You will get a 10% discount on a hotel because they are our marketing partners. You will get additional 5% discount. You will get possibly extended EMI to you, or you buy from Axis Bank, you will get it at 10% lower the price, etc., etc. These are our marketing campaign features. Some people like it, some people approve it. Some may say, no, I just want what is the benefit and tell me in a nutshell. But definitely you cannot stop your marketing campaign and you must keep learning about different marketing. So promotional methods I've discussed now, using push and then creating and generating some interest, getting a positive signal and literally turning that into a sale. Offering benefits for making purchases. So they would say, if you buy from us, Emirates Airlines once upon a time came up and they say, we will give you, if you have this credit card, we'll give you at the same price, 3 EMIs. They tied up with credit card companies. Without adding up any extra money, you were given 3 EMIs to buy a cost of the ticket. I don't know if this functions still, but yes, that was an offering benefit. Likewise, creating an easy access to distribution system. You cannot make it tough or difficult or network issues all the time. I can understand maybe once or twice, but if every time this network issue comes or technical issue comes, then people lose interest in that marketing campaign. So creating easy access to distribution so as to provide ease, comfort in the intended purchase at point of sale, obviously. I told you, when the marketing happens, it creates interest and the bell rings, interest generates. And those were all positive marketing or signals of interest in buying comes in. That's why marketing never stops. Communication goes on. You would always hear from someone who is marketing on one-on-one. He would say, "So, sir, when I can call you? Can I call you after a day?" All these are activities that the marketing team is advised and encouraged to go ahead with. Further, the marketing campaigns need budget. The marketing budget is some of the cost of the campaign action plan assessed necessary to achieve the specified objection and target set out in the marketing plan. So every company, when they come up with a marketing campaign, they need to have budget. Sometimes budget in soft dollar or soft currency, sometime on a barter. Yes, there are budgets which are called barter budgets. So you promote us, and in turn, we will do this with our product for you, which is called advertorial. So you advertise, and for that, they would publish your material, your product for free, but you paid for advertisement. So definitely, it's a, not investment of a soft. It's a money, it's a budget. So you would get benefit out of it. It is based on annual campaign basis for each major product. So generally, you pay for a marketing campaign on a timely basis, not necessarily on an annual basis. Could be for 6 months. This ad will keep continuously coming from this month till more 6 months to coming. And then organization portfolio continuously keeps seeing that marketing campaign appearing. For that, you need to provide a budget. So it represents the amount that has to be spent ahead of the desired volume and expect revenue to be generated. So if you invest what they call it ROI, what it will be the return on investment, and obviously the spending capacity on the budget has to justify it on ROI with the time frame set for return on investment. So that's the marketing campaign, the budgeting part. Further, how much amount to be spent in total on a marketing campaign to achieve the desired objective? Depend from business to business, market to another market. In a three-tier city, the marketing budget would be very small because you address a little number of interested consumers. In a tier one city, the number and address what you do is to a larger audience spread around the whole tier one city that would need more funds. Possibly you have to do in a 3-4-star hotel. Possibly you have to give them a treat, or possibly a cocktail. You never know how much is the budget. So the total budget in the marketing campaign, for example, when tourism board exhibit and do a roadshow like South Africa Tourism Board, when they do a roadshow, they do it in 5-star and 4-star hotel with a lunch thrown to the invited 250 guests, in, for example. And some of the airline promotional parties would have some drinks as well, with a dinner and a fine art performance or any classical dance or music and so on. It runs into lakhs and crores of rupees, I know for sure. So marketing campaigns are big fun, big budget. how will the total be allocated in between the product and segment included in the campaign? So you will have to identify if you have different product and different markets. And I have already explained to you, if it is done for three-tier market, it will be less budget because audience is limited, whereas the tier one city will be bigger market, spread over, and more spending capacity, including the cost will be more. So how will the total be divided between the path of action plan? All that comes into marketing campaign budget.